This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Are we in danger from AI, from artificial intelligence? There's an expert on AI, one of the groundbreaking academics who has really made that technology possible, who's going to be joining us. And he says the whole idea of AI taking over is artificial idiocy. And that it is false, and it is, in fact, misdirecting us for the use of a technology that could be very beneficial. We will get to that aspect of the ongoing AI debate coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We're also going to be talking later to David Brooks of the New York Times, who has a book about interrelationships among Americans and why at this particular time in our history they seem to be strained and they seem to be leaving more people isolated and lonely. And part of it has to do with the extreme nature of some of the politics that we're subjected to everywhere, every day, all the time, and it's constant. And yes, it can be annoying, but at the risk of being annoying, I need to tell you a little bit about this effort by a number of radical groups, including the so-called Jewish Voices of Peace. I think that some of the members of Jewish Voices of Peace may be Jewish. It's possible. But this is not a, how do I put it, mainstream Jewish organization. And even in the coverage in the Seattle Times, they come to recognize that. They were trying to block people from going to the Space Needle because they thought it was wrong for people to be enjoying some decent weather and looking out over sun-kissed Seattle, of which there's no more beautiful city when the sun is out here, which it is every once in a while, not all the time. One of the demonstrators was Ejioma Oluo, who spoke at the event. And she is not Palestinian, she is not Jewish, but she says, as a black woman, it was important for me that we recognize our shared struggle with Palestinian people. The systems that are oppressing, that are seeking to crush Palestinians, seek to oppress populations of color and indigenous populations around the world. In other words, she believes that the old ladies who were dragged from their homes and taken as hostages were, and Holocaust survivors, were actually guilty of oppressing indigenous people all around the world? Really? That will bring us to a remarkable and a very important piece by Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal about the so-called BLM movement and the world's oldest hatred. There's also this. On Thursday here in Seattle, multi-faith leaders across the state gathered at Seattle's Henry M. Jackson Federal Building to demand a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of the hostages kidnapped by Hamas. A solidarity statement from the faith leaders was signed by Seattle City Council members and nearly all of them. By the way, they were at the Henry M. Jackson Federal Building. That's ironic. Because Henry M. Jackson, Scoop Jackson, who was a longtime senator, he's probably the most revered politician in the history of the state of Washington. He was a congressman and then a longtime U.S. senator and a great friend of the Jewish people. He was not Jewish. He was Norwegian-American. And Henry M. Jackson, for one thing, played the decisive role with the Jackson-Vanik Amendment at getting the right for Russian Jews to get out of Russia. And over a million of them came to Israel. And they're an important part of these refugees from the evil empire. Thanks to Henry Jackson, an important part of Israel and the Jewish state. Senator Jackson was a great friend of the people of Israel and of Jewish people everywhere. And he would not be thrilled at seeing a building that is named after him surrounded by these militants on the left. A solidarity statement from the faith leaders was signed by Seattle City Council members Lisa Herbold, Tammy Morales, Teresa Mosqueda, Dan Strauss, State Senators Noel Frame, Bob Hasegawa, Liz Lovelett, Twyna Nobles, Rebecca Saldana, Derek Stanford, and Yasmin Trudeau. Many fear the Israel-Hamas war will lead to a dramatic rise in anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, xenophobia, and anti-Arab bigotry and violence, which the solidarity statement condemns. Those concerns have proved justified, as Jewish, Muslim, and Arab community groups have noted an increase in the bias incidents and harassment since October 7th. They do make this point, and good for them. I'm thankful that they do. Many prominent Jewish community organizations and leaders in Washington, such as the Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle, the Anti-Defamation League, Pacific Northwest, and the American Jewish Committee, Seattle, all support Israel's ongoing military operations as a means of destroying Hamas and preventing another massacre. And that's exactly the point. It is not collective punishment. It is the idea of prevention and not wanting to see this repeated. There's a piece that's circulated all around the world by Nick Kristof, who's been a guest on the show many times. He's a fine columnist and a decent human being who writes for the New York Times. But on this issue of Israel versus Hamas, he seems to be blind. I mean, really blind. He has a piece called Three Myths of the Middle East. And the first myth is that the conflict in the Middle East is right on one side and wrong on the other. How do you say that? That's not a myth. How is it even arguably right when your entire purpose as an organization, which is the case for Hamas and was part of their charter, which was originally written in 1987, when your charter is the destruction of the state of Israel, how is that not wrong? There is a flourishing state with nearly 10 million population, including, by the way, about 20% Arab Muslims. And they are citizens of Israel. They have built a life. They have built a society. And you want to destroy it. This is not the kind of moral equivalence that Nick Kristof would have us believe. There is no one in Israel who says we want to destroy Palestinian society. And I mean, even people on the very, very far right. The whole reason this problem exists is because Israel abandoned Gaza and gave up any attempt to rule it or to drive out Palestinians or to oppress people in any way. Gaza was left entirely to Palestinian governance. And one of the reasons that people are not so eager to immediately set up a separate Palestinian state is what prevents it from going the way of Gaza. Events the most radical and sick and, yes, evil forces on the other side to take up that issue. What about the idea of the BLM and where it stands? The powerful piece by Jason Riley coming up on Black Lives Matter and the world's oldest hatred, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
In other words, you question my sincerity.
I do. Well, maybe
I don't question yours. I think you're a sincere idiot.
Well, you know what? I think you're sincerely evil.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, just to give you some flavor of the calm, reasoned, persuasive arguments that are offered by the pro-Hamas side. There was a group of demonstrators who gathered Saturday in Vancouver, not Vancouver, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia, over on the Canada side of the border. So you can't even blame America for this, but they'll find a way. The demonstrators, again, were favoring Hamas and even specifically endorsing the violence of Hamas against the Jewish people and against the state of Israel. The demonstration sounded like this. Justin Trudeau, what do you say? How many kids did you kill today? Terrific. There is this from Jason Riley, who is consistently one of the best commentators, it seems to me, in the world today, and one of the most clear-eyed. He says, many who rush to support Black Lives Matter following the death of George Floyd, professional sports leagues, Fortune 500 companies, placard-waving suburbanites now seem shocked at how BLM reacted to the October 7th terror attack in Israel. Yet nothing could have been more predictable. During the previous round of major violence between Israel and Hamas in May 2021, BLM made its position clear. Black Lives Matter stands in solidarity with Palestinians, it tweeted. We are a movement committed to ending settler colonialism in all forms and will continue to advocate for Palestinian liberation. After Hamas's October 7th attack on Israeli civilians, the same activists were just as unambiguous about which side they were taking and why. While the body count was still being tallied, BLM groups in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington issued statements supporting Hamas's tactics. Their resistance must not be condemned, but understood as a desperate act of self-defense. BLM grassroots in Los Angeles wrote on Instagram, as a radical black organization, the post continued, it sees clear parallels between black and Palestinian people. BLM Chicago tweeted an image of a Hamas paraglider with a Palestinian flag attached to his parachute and the caption, I stand with Palestine. Now, again, those paragliders were used to transport people with automatic weapons down to shoot at people at a dance festival. 260 people killed there. What's shocking isn't the rhetoric of BLM leaders in the aftermath of October 7th, writes Jason Riley, one of the leading black commentators in the country, but that so many people who ought to have known better got played. In 2020, an open letter that endorsed the BLM movement appeared as a full-page ad in the New York Times. It was signed by more than 600 Jewish organizations, including the Anti-Defamation League, which exists to fight anti-Semitism. If accusing Israel of genocide isn't defamation of Jewish people, I don't know what is. Yet Jonathan Greenblatt, the executive director of the Anti-Defamation League, is a prominent defender of BLM. Mr. Greenblatt and other BLM supporters ignore the reality that black nationalism has long been associated with animosity toward Israel and Jews. The Buy Black campaign of the 1920s, headed by the black nationalist Marcus Garvey, targeted Jewish-owned businesses that Garvey accused of exploiting blacks. Mainstream civil rights leaders such as Martin Luther King and the NAACP's Roy Wilkins denounced black anti-Semitism, and they were vocal supporters of the Jewish state. Some of Dr. King's comments about Israel are deeply moving and, in fact, inspiring. That's just my note here. But Malcolm X and the Nation of Islam were advocates of racial separatism who insisted the Jews brought the Holocaust on themselves and urged blacks to sympathize completely with the Arab cause. When Israel was attacked by several Arab nations in 1967, Stokely Carmichael, another black radical, declared that the only good Zionist is a dead Zionist. Can you imagine what the consequences would be if somebody said that publicly, God forbid, about another minority? And a Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, so-called, published a newsletter that described Israel as an illegal state. In the 1980s, Louis Farrakhan would become America's most infamous black separatist and anti-Semite, picking up where Malcolm X left off. In the 1990s, Khalid Abdul-Muhammad of the New Black Panther Party would continue the Jew-baiting legacy of Carmichael and his 1960s brethren. I call them bloodsuckers, Muhammad said in a 1993 address at Dean College in New Jersey. It's that old no-good Jew, that old imposter Jew, that old hook-nose, bagel-eating, lox-eating, Johnny-come-lately. I don't care who sits in the White House, the Jews control that seat. This is pure Nazi rhetoric. The anti-Semitism of the BLM movement isn't a quirk. The social media posts and manifestos aren't coming from a few intemperate voices who can safely be ignored to advance some greater good. For BLM activists, the greater good is scapegoating Jews, destroying Israel, and exploiting racial division. They are using an old but effective playbook to rally others to their cause, and they are counting on the ignorance, complacency, and guilt of white liberals to lend the movement credibility and power. does that close the argument pretty well? It does seem so to me. Again, the not in our name, we have a few moments of what it sounded like at the Space Needle, Jeremy. This is from Cairo 7.
Us, they deliberately chose the Space Needle as their backdrop. They say they wanted their rally to send their message of peace from this iconic structure to the rest of the world.
We are blocking the main entrance to the iconic Space Needle in Seattle to say, that's right, no more business as usual.
There were speeches, chants.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Music, too. All of it in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Okay, all of it in the shadow of the Space Needle. And again, the idea being that the two sides are equally culpable here when one wants to destroy the other. The other side wants to protect themselves. We'll be talking about protecting ourselves from AI. Is it, in fact, a danger? We'll be talking to Bob Marks about that coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
USA
USA News update. The White House reporting progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
More than 200 people are being held captive by the militant group. A survey conducted by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, HarrisX, and the Harris Poll reveals that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The majority of respondents also indicated that they think the president assisted his son's businesses. AAA anticipates that over 55 million individuals will head out on Thanksgiving travel, going at least 50 miles from their homes. This marks an increase of more than 2% compared to last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
There's great fascination with AI, with artificial intelligence, but have you heard about the dangers of artificial intelligence inbreeding? And that's a question that's answered in the affirmative by Robert J. Marks. Dr. Marks is a distinguished professor at Baylor University and senior fellow and director of the Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence, right here in Seattle, associated with the Discovery Institute. Dr. Marks oversees the center's mindmatters.ai daily news site. And one of his most recent contributions that appeared in the Newsmax about AI inbreeding is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Okay, you use a term like inbreeding by AI. And what exactly do you mean? Because to the best of our knowledge, these devices, which are very powerful and which you've helped to develop, Professor Marks, what is AI inbreeding?
AI inbreeding happens when artificial intelligence is manifest as a model. And then that output is used to train another piece of AI. Let me give you an example. Everybody's heard of ChatGPT. So imagine that you have ChatGPT or the more powerful GPT-4, and you use it exclusively. exclusively to train another large language model, another GPT, if you will. And you use the output of that second GPT to train an additional GPT, and you keep on doing that. The question is, what happens? And this is a really important question, because those that believe in artificial general intelligence believe that AI is going to write better AI, that's going to write better AI, that's going to write better AI, therefore bringing us to artificial general intelligence, which is where artificial intelligence is on par with the intelligence and the smartness, if you will, of the human being. Well, it turns out that it's not totally obvious, but if you take a language model like GPT and use it to train another one, use that to train another one, et cetera, you get something which is called model collapse. And eventually that becomes totally like a babbling idiot after a few generations. And that's very interesting. There is no gain of function. There is no more intelligence. So that the AI spawning off its own child that spawns another child that spawns another child leads to model collapse and total idiocy. And we see this throughout so-called generative AI. So, we don't see things getting smarter. We see them getting dumber.
Okay, the one question that came to mind, and your piece is fascinating, and again, the idea of these brilliant AI machines being reduced to babbling idiocy, as you described them, Dr. Marks. I wonder about this in the terms of NI, the world of natural intelligence. Sometimes George Orwell has the famous statement that there are some ideas that are so ridiculous only an intellectual could believe them. And you see some people at our universities who are guilty of some babbling idiocy themselves. Could that be from very brilliant grandfathers and great-grandfathers, all of whom inbred and produced the same effect as happened with the AI intelligence?
Well, we don't see this in mentoring, do we? If you think of history, Socrates mentored Plato. Plato mentored Aristotle. Aristotle mentored Alexander the Great, who conquered the world. So, no, they did not become worse and worse and worse as good teachers teach students who become teachers who also teach students. You see that there is an explosion of knowledge. And that is due to the unique creativity of human beings, which is not present in artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence can never be creative.
And what is the core absence in the artificial intelligence that leads to this degenerative, not generative, but degenerative process that you're observing with the AI inbreeding?
What is the core to the development?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your question.
What I'm basically wondering about is what is it that AI is lacking, so that machines can't act like Socrates to Plato and Plato to Aristotle and Aristotle to Alexander the Great.
AI has no understanding of meaning. AI doesn't understand what it generates. And these chatbots like ChatGPT and stuff are totally trained on syntax. In other words, the relation of one word to another word or one word to a phrase, and it has no way that it can actually get down to the meaning. Humans, on the other hand, we're aware of syntax, and we use syntax, but we're also interested in the meaning of the artificial intelligence. And one of the interesting things pointed out by the authors of the first people that recognized generative AI is they said that in model collapse that you are going to indeed have a problem unless you have a fresh influx of meaningful prose which is generated by human beings. And it turns out these GPT models, they've used all the language of the world. They use trillions and trillions of tokens to train, and a number of people, including Sam Altman, the former CEO, I think he just got fired.
Right.
The former CEO of OpenAI that we're kind of at the end of these. We've run out of fuel, which is that of human creativity and meaning, to put into these generative models.
Speaking of Sam Altman, again, the news today is that 700 of the 770 employees at OpenAI have threatened to, they signed a letter threatening to quit unless the board reinstates Altman as CEO. Do you have any way of explaining what exactly is going on there with this model collapse?
I don't believe that there's any relationship with model collapse. I believe that it's all political. I've looked in news stories trying to find out the reason that Altman was fired, and so far I just get vagueness. So I don't even think that the directors or whoever it was that fired him have released the details of why he was fired. But something was happening, obviously, in order to get him fired.
Right, and apparently he moved over to Microsoft, and these other employees who were threatening to quit are planning to go over to Microsoft themselves if there is room in that situation. Has AI lived up so far since the last time we spoke, which I think was about a year ago, Dr. Marks? Has AI lived up to its expectations?
Well, certainly new things come out and we go, gee whiz, and we get really excited about it. That's certainly true with ChatGPT. But it was also true if you think back with stuff like Google Maps and other artificial intelligence. So has it lived up to the expectations? I think that it is still doing great things, that there's still great breakthroughs being made. I think it's going to be disruptive, but I think in a few years, some of the stuff which is going on with artificial intelligence now is just going to be accepted. It's going to be accepted just like Google Maps is, and just like automatic speech recognition is recognized. And we're just going to be numbed by it, and it's going to fold in and become a part of our society. No one knows what the next big breakthrough for artificial intelligence is.
Thank you for giving us that perspective, Robert J. Marks, Ph.D., Distinguished Professor at Baylor University, Senior Fellow and Director of the Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute. Appreciate your perspective always. We will be right back on The MedVet Show.
Portions of The Michael MedVet Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Well, just when you thought...
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Always a pleasure and an honor to speak to Professor Robert J. Marks, who is Distinguished Professor at Baylor University and Senior Fellow and Director of the Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute. He oversees the center's mindmatters.ai, a daily news site. And Professor Marks, a great many people, and including some of the people who have signed this letter protesting the dismissal of Sam Altman at the OpenAI, where he would have been the founder, is because people became convinced, it seems, that Altman's concerns about the dangers of AI were simply being ignored and needed to be attended to. Do you think there is sufficient attentiveness on the part of both the industry itself and the technological aspect of things and the political authorities? Is there enough attention to the very real dangers of AI?
Well, certainly President Biden has just put out an executive order. I believe it was an executive order on artificial intelligence, and it was long. I didn't read the whole thing, but he just wants to throw a bunch of money at it. But I think to your general question, do people realize the dangers of AI? I believe it's probably overhyped. Artificial intelligence is going to be a tool, and just like any other tool, it can be used or it can be used for good. And the only time that artificial intelligence will have a negative outcome is because it is controlled by an evil person, it was programmed incorrectly by a programmer, and or it does something that was totally not intended. And that is only going to be dangerous if it is put in charge of everything.
I know that a lot of the attention here has to do with the academic world and the fact that students in high school or in university could attempt to use AI to short-circuit their own assignments. Is that a legitimate concern?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, here at Baylor, I teach at Baylor University, we have something called an honors council. And professors, when they catch a student or suspect a student of cheating, they bring them before the honors council. And one of the big things is ChatGPT. The teacher can say, I think this guy used ChatGPT in order to generate his output. So far as I understand, they've only had one conviction, and that was somebody that confessed. Because currently the best tools that we have for detecting ChatGPT are, I believe it's like 90% detection probability, but it has like 25% false alarm probability, which means that if you are told that you are a cheater by these detectors, there's 25% chance that you're going to be wrong. So right now, this is an open problem, and I think there's lots of people looking at it, and we'll see what happens. OpenAI at one time said they were going to try to do the equivalent of watermarking the output of ChatGPT, and I have no idea what that means, but they're going to try to figure out a way to protect its abuse. However, I do think in the future that these ChatGPT and large language models are going to be incredibly useful. We're starting to see now where we have things like creative writing being taught, and it folds in ChatGPT as a tool in the idea of the creative writing. So this is going to be the future of this ChatGPT, and so we're going to see some interesting things. But as of yet, there's no way to reliably detect beyond a reasonable doubt, to use legal parlance, whether or not there was prose generated by ChatGPT or a large language model.
What about, you mentioned President Biden's executive order and basically trying to throw money at the problem. This has to do, at least in part, with trying to develop regulations of AI. Does the government have a role in regulating this technology?
Well, here my politics come into play. I think that the last thing the world needs is another government oversight committee. I think it would be more effective if there were laws passed which held the AI responsible, the AI companies responsible for what they did. And currently we don't see that very much. And we see ChatGPT making slander on different people, saying that they were arrested and were up because of sexual, where do you go to get back your reputation on that? So I think actually holding the AI companies responsible for what they do would be a lot more effective. But that's a political opinion. I don't think we need more oversight in the world.
And in terms of that kind of thing, it's complicated because generally you would sue someone for libel. One of the key things is malice aforethought, is actually there has to be malicious intent. It would be kind of difficult, would it not, to necessarily impute malicious intent to artificial intelligence?
Yes, that's true. But we have a lawyer, an attorney that writes for Mind Matters AI, who has addressed this and could do so much more effectively than I do. But there are certain ways where maybe it isn't the libel, but it's the it's the bottom line. It does turn out that the programmers of the artificial intelligence need to be held responsible for what that AI generates, and if they generate something which is libelous, then they need to be held accountable for it. And you're right. There is no malice aforethought. This was just an oversight in terms of the programming. There's something called artificial intelligence, or I should say design ethics, which applies to artificial intelligence, which means that one has to design something, and after it's designed, it needs to do what it's supposed to do and nothing else. And that requires domain expertise in the development of the product, and it requires testing, extensive testing. And the more complex something is, the more ways that it can go wrong. And these large language models are incredibly complex. And so what happened with ChatGPT is, guess who they used to test their final product? They used us. Because you could go to ChatGPT, they could give you a fact, and you say, you're wrong. And ChatGPT would pause, scratch its head, and he says, you're right. and then they would take steps so that this didn't happen again. And certainly there's lots of humans in the loop trying to perfect these large language models and get things like ChatGPT so it doesn't do libel.
There's a great deal of conversation recently with the midst of an election year, very important election year, of using AI in political campaigns. Can you see any situation in which on Joe Biden's birthday, he's 81 years old, that AI could be employed to make people less concerned about the president's advancing age?
Well, certainly. I don't think this is artificial intelligence. I think this is just the spin that the media put on things. And could they use AI to increase the spin? Yes, absolutely.
Well, of course. I'm sure AI is spinning in many different directions at once. For people who want more information, you should check out the link that we have at michaelmedved.com for the great work of the Discovery Institute. And Robert Marks writes extraordinarily well. This piece he did recently in Newsmax is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com talking about the difference between generative and degenerative artificial intelligence. And reasons not to be fearful that AI is leading to a potentially godlike general artificial intelligence. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we are going to be speaking to David Brooks of the New York Times, who has a book with all kinds of political ramifications, maybe, but it's much more personal. It's a book called How to Know a Person, and has to do with the fact that we don't see each other or acknowledge each other the way we should. That's one of the advantages we have over any artificial intelligence. And then there's also it's the season, right? Holiday season. Big movies coming up. They're released this Wednesday night. But there's also a new Christmas ornament honoring the Nutcracker Ballet. But it's wildly controversial. And Target hardly needs more controversy. But we will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.